Hey everybody, it's Kylie Gable. Welcome to another episode of the Feminization Boudoir podcast from Candy Apple Press. Tonight we have Shayla Aspasia reading The Sissification of Brenda, Part 5. And I'm going to be totally honest with you. If you've heard our little new commercial about the danger of airing adult content on the free podcast, I guess we're going to find out today because this one does get quite a bit raunchy. And I am going to label it explicit, and hopefully that will be good enough for Spotify and for, what used to be Anchor, but I guess it's now Spotify for podcasters. So this one is going to get a little bit raunchy, and it's a great story written by Sissy Brenda with some help from myself, Mistress DJ, and Shayla, and then also narrated by Shayla Aspasia. Think you're going to really like it? It is The Sissification of Brenda, Part 5.
The Sissification of Brenda, written by Sissy Brenda, narrated by Shayla Aspasia. A few hours later, I hear the bell and ran upstairs. Ramona was waiting for me, holding a penis gag. "Look what I have, Sissy. This thing is completely filled with Jeff's cum. He's fucked me countless times over the past day and night, and we collected all his semen, and I loaded it into this. Isn't that cool? See the little hole here? You're going to suck on this like a pacifier while you watch us make love again. I know you were eager to taste and swallow my lover's cum for me. You pathetic sissy loser, aren't you?" I wasn't sure how to answer. Don't get me wrong, I love being humiliated as much as anyone, but Ramona kept pushing me lower and lower into humiliation and degradation. How low could I go? I snapped back to the present and nodded my head eagerly, not wanting to disappoint Ramona. "Yes, may I please suck on Jeff's cum while he fucks you, dear?" "Of course you can, you fucking faggot," she said with contempt. And my tiny cock tried to harden in my pink cage unsuccessfully. She pointed to the chair next to the bed that had a dildo mounted in the middle of it. "You have 60 seconds to mount that, sissy." "It is painful to sit, dear. Can't I please stand?" I asked, hoping she would show me some mercy. 55 seconds, she said, looking at her watch. Uh-oh. I lubed up the dildo with the lube she'd left there and put some in my ass, too. This was a fairly large dildo, and I couldn't do it easily. And of course, when my butt cheeks hit the chair, I jumped up in pain and had to start over. 25 seconds. Oh, shit. I didn't want to find out what would happen if I failed. I took a deep breath and sat down on it, impaling myself. I cried out in pain, mostly from my sore ass, but a little bit from the large dildo. "Good girl," she said, her contempt all but gone. "I'm proud of you, Brenda. Really, I am. I love you." And she kissed me on the top of my auburn wig. I melted again. Ramona has that effect on me. As she tied the ropes under my C-cup breast to the chair and handcuffed me in the back, I smiled, knowing that she still loves me. This is a win-win. She gets to have big cock and a hunky lover, and I get the sissy humiliation and punishment I crave and deserve. And we are both into it. I love her so much. I saw her smiling as my high heel feet were fastened to the legs of the chair, spreading my legs. I looked down at my lovely dress and petticoat and tossed my long wig off my face. Ramona kissed me on the lips briefly, then smiled broadly as she shoved the promised penis gag in my mouth and secured it. It was very heavy and overflowing with Jeff's cum, which I immediately tasted. Ramona could tell. She patted my head, then removed her panties and bra and climbed into bed with Jeff. I sucked on the cum-filled penis gag while Jeff fucked my wife. I was so happy to see Ramona sexually satisfied. I tried not to think about how humiliated I was in my pink frillies with a giant dildo up my ass, watching them have sex. It was better to just relax and enjoy the show and not think too much, or else my tiny cock might get uncomfortable in its little pink cage. So I accepted my lowly status and was happy to not be horny about it. I was getting used to not being aroused. It had been almost 2 weeks in chastity, and I think my teeny cock may have been getting smaller from being locked up so much. The next day, Ramona announced that Jeff would be moving in and that I needed to move out of the bedroom into my own room. She presented me with a gallon of soft pink paint and told me to paint the small space bedroom next to hers and Jeff's bedroom. This would be my new bedroom. She also presented me with pink Barbie sheets for my bed. When I finished painting my new bedroom, she hung a couple of posters and some very handsome, sexy, shirtless male models and snickered at me. She also said she planned on a few more items for inside my room, but it would be a surprise. On the door, she hung a sign that said, "Sissy Brenda." There were 9 other signs that had been painted in pink by her friend, a professor. "Sissy Loser," "Pathetic Sissy Faggot," "Tiny Dick Sissy Loser," "Sissy Pansy," "Pathetic Tiny Dick Sissy," "Pathetic Sissy Loser," "Stupid Little Sissy," "Sissy Faggot Loser," and the last 9, "Tiny Dick Pansy Faggot." Ramona instructed me that I would have to rotate these 10 signs on the door of my room every morning when I arose. I had to change the sign for the day. I loved this humiliation. Ramona is so creative. I am so lucky to have her. Every night I heard them going at it. Sissy cuckold, that's what I was. It made me smile for Ramona, and I got used to it and fell asleep easily. Every so often, a passionate scream from Ramona would wake me up, but it didn't bother me. In addition to doing mine and Ramona's laundry, I now had to do all of Jeff's laundry, including ironing his nice dress shirts and slacks. Ramona got me a new chastity cage called the Pink Nub. It was 1 inch long. We both thought it was appropriate. Indeed, it fit quite easily. Ramona remarked, "You're such a tiny dick loser." Then she kissed me on the cheek and smacked my ass. I love her so much. Ramona decided to have a small party with a few of her close friends, whom she had told me about. Of course, Jeff would love to be there too. I would be expected to serve everyone and clean and be a good sissy maid. I was nervous since her friends had never actually seen me dressed. I put on my pink maid's dress, frilly white petticoat, pink stockings, pink garter, sexy pink panties, and a C-cup bra. I sat down at the vanity in my room and applied foundation. A tasteful amount of blush, eyeliner, mascara, and pink lipstick. Then I fixed my long blonde wig on my head and presented myself to Ramona and Jeff. "Very pretty, sissy, but I don't want you to wear the petticoat tonight." That surprised me, and I was suspicious. Ramona laughed. "It's a lovely petticoat for a sissy like you, but for tonight, I want my guests to have easier access to your ass," she said as she presented the spanking paddle attached to a belt. "Take off the petticoat and put this on." The paddle dangled by my side, and I would have to serve everyone that way. "I want everyone to be able to easily spank you for any reason tonight, Brenda. I think you have earned this, my beloved sissy, and it will be fun for the party guest." "But," I started to say before Jeff grabbed the paddle and gave me several hard smacks. "What do you say, ungrateful sissy?" Ramona demanded. "Thank you so much, Jeff, for spanking," I said hurriedly, not wanting to displease either of them. He chuckled. "Anytime, Brenda," he he smiled broadly. Ramona was not finished. I don't want you speaking, Brenda, she said, shoving the penis gag into my mouth. It had obviously been filled with Jeff's cum again. As if reading my thoughts, Ramona smeared some of Jeff's cum onto my nose and cheeks. Sissy Rouge, she laughed. Finally, she secured a small 4-inch chain to my heels, forcing me to take mincing steps. Have fun tonight, my pathetic sissy, she said, grabbing Jeff's ass and giving him a deep kiss. My little cock was still locked, of course, and I hung my head in submission. Just then the doorbell rang. I minced over to it and saw Ramona's friends, Christine and Debbie. Although they had been prepared for me, they both burst out laughing. You're adorable, said Christine. I love your special makeup, said Debbie, causing all four of them to crack up. Here, said Christine, handing me their coats. Get me some wine, I need a drink, and hurry up, she said, smacking my ass with her hand.
Hey everybody, you're listening to the Feminization Boudoir Podcast from Candy Apple Press. We'll be right back.
Kylie got an email from Spotify last month warning him about adult content on the podcast. For now, there is no problem, but we do have to be careful about what we put on the free podcast so that we can stay podcasting. Scenes that might have been allowed before might be a bit dangerous for us. It's one of the reasons that the premium podcast is so important. Because you subscribe to listen, we don't have to worry about content limits, so we can include much more titillating scenes. Premium subscribers get the entire audio, and not just a clip. That includes all the good parts, and the shows don't just disappear when we're done with them. There's something like 30 hours of content in the archives accessible when you subscribe. It's $15 a month, and we know that's not in everybody's budget, but if you're interested, check out the Premium Feminization Boudoir on Spotify, or check out the link in this show's description.
I'll try that paddle next time, she commented. I scurried to the kitchen and got them their drinks. A few more guests arrived. Around 10 people total, but only 2 men. Jeff and another guy I did not know. The date of Jenny, Ramona's friend. I scurried to and fro, taking drink orders, serving hors d'oeuvres. I would randomly receive spanks. Jenny's date was fascinated by me and called me over. Bend over, he said. Then he proceeded to forcibly spank me for the next 5 minutes or so until his arm got tired. I was too afraid to move or protest, and of course, with a gag, could not say anything. Then he ordered me to get him a beer, and I minced to the kitchen with my ass on fire. I gave him his beer, and Jenny asked me to raise my skirt to see my panties. She saw the outline of my cock cage and padlock and told me to lower my panties. I did as instructed, and she burst out laughing at the tiny 1-inch pink cock cage. I was told to show everyone else my cage. I heard many comments like, oh my god, it's so tiny, and lots of laughter. I loved it. As I turned around, I noticed Ramona and Jeff groping each other passionately on the couch. Ramona caught my eye and raised her glass expectantly. I grabbed it and minced into the kitchen and filled her glass with more wine. I patiently waited in front of them until Ramona could see me with her newly filled wine glass. While I stood there, I received several random spanks from my dangling paddle. Finally, Ramona came up for air, saw me, and smiled. Thank you, Brenda, she said, taking the wine. Turn around. I did as I was told, and she whacked my frillied ass hard a few more times. I wanted to thank her, but of course could not do that while I was sucking on my penis gag. So I did the next best thing. I curtsied. Ramona smiled at that and then grabbed Jeff's crotch. Look at the size of this thing, she exclaimed. I had to admit, that was a large bulge. She stuffed her hand down his pants and they started making out again. I made my rounds and was kept busy the rest of the night. Mincingly bringing drinks and snacks, getting spanked randomly, and cleaning up the dirty dishes and glasses. I was actually having fun, incorrigible sissy that I am. I even made sure to bend at the waist when I retrieved dirty glasses so that my ass would be a tempting target. For anyone, and this worked well, as I received many spanks and was the object of laughter. Alas, this fun evening was finally coming to a close, and I retrieved everyone's coats. Ramona made sure I turned around to receive goodbye spankings from all of the guests. Finally, it was just Ramona and Jeff, and I could tell they were both super horny. Ramona removed my gag and hobble chain and told me to clean everything up, and expected it to be spotless. "Yes, dear," I said, bowing my head. She then used the paddle on me several times. "I hope you had fun tonight, Brenda." "I did, thank you so much," she smiled at me. "I do love you, even though you were a pathetic sissy loser." This made me happy, and I smiled. Jeff then actually picked Ramona up and threw her over his shoulder, her beautiful long hair flowing down his back. She grabbed his ass as they went into the bedroom, and she winked at me. My love and worship of her was as strong as ever, and I thought of her in the bedroom getting satisfied by Jeff's giant cock. Well, I cleaned up. I was so happy. I am so lucky to have her. A few days later, I was strapped into my dildo chair in my maid uniform with a penis gag for what I assumed was to watch them have sex. Instead, however, Ramona gave Jeff a blowjob while I watched. I was mesmerized and was not expecting this. It was one thing if he was fucking her and giving her that giant cock I could never provide, but then I realized that she did like giving me a blowjob back in the day, but I was so small it didn't do much for her. I was always so shocked at how large a cock Jeff had. I was still not used to seeing one that large, so I was grateful to Jeff for giving Ramona such a large cock to suck. I watched mesmerized as he grabbed the back of her head and she grabbed his ass and he fucked her mouth while she was so into it. She finished him off as he moaned with pleasure. She expertly swallowed it. Or so I thought. She came over to me while I was still impaled on the dildo chair and secure to it. She removed the penis gag and then kissed me deeply. But it was no normal kiss. She spit Jeff's cum all the way into my mouth. My shocked expression gave way to gratitude and love as she held my mouth shut and smiled lovingly at me. She ordered me not to spill a drop. I thought that I had swallowed it all for her, but apparently some of it dribbled out of the side of my mouth. This angered her. "I'm so sorry," I tried to say with a mouthful of cum. "Yeah, you'll be sorry, all right, you sissy faggot." She untied me and ordered me onto the bed. She grabbed the paddle and spanked me 40 times, yelling at me that the next time I had to do a better job of swallowing all of her lover's cum. I felt awful that I had let her down and knew that I deserved to be spanked. She paddled me hard and I was crying. "I'm so sorry I let you down, dear." She wasn't having any of it. She made me stand in the corner with my panties down for 30 minutes. Finally, she told me I was done standing in the corner. "Have you learned your lesson, sissy?" "Yes, dear," I blubbered. "Thank you so much for sharing Jeff's cum with me, and I am so sorry I let you down by not swallowing it all." I could not look her in the eye. She and Jeff both laughed. She said, "You're such a loser. Get back to cleaning the house for Jeff and me, and I want you to think about that giant cock of Jeff's and his wonderful body while your tiny little dicklet is all locked up." "Yes, dear. Thank you, dear," I said shamefully. Ramona was loving her newly found cuckolding creativity. The next day, Ramona allowed me to watch Jeff fuck the crap out of my wife without securing me to the dildo chair or requiring me to wear my penis gag. She insisted I impale myself on the dildo as usual, of course, but I was able to just sit there comfortably, or more accurately, as comfortably as possible, while having a large dildo up my ass. I had to admit, I always enjoyed the show, mostly because I empathized with Ramona, and her ecstatic moans gave me such deep satisfaction. When they finished, while he was still lying on top of Ramona and inside her, she looked over at me and told me to lie on the floor. Jeff climbed off of her and she quickly donned a pair of her shiny black panties and squatted over my face sexily. Soon, Jeff's cum started dripping out of her panties into my mouth. She wanted me to not spill a drop, and I swallowed his cum dripping from her panties as instructed. After it stopped dripping, she just sat down and ground her cum-soaked panties into my mouth. Finally, she moved the panties aside and ordered me to clean out her pussy. I am so in love with this woman. But then she surprised me. She told me that because I was such a good sissy, she would unlock me. Yay! After I was completely unlocked, she said, "Okay, you have 20 seconds to come, or the lock goes back on." "Wait, what? 20 seconds? That's not enough," I protested. "15 seconds now." I furiously started stroking the little guy. But I could barely begin to get him aroused when Ramona said, "Time's up, loser. Maybe next time." And she snapped the padlock shut, laughing at me. "Clean up this bedroom, Brenda," she ordered, and she and Jeff got dressed. I sighed, but I stole glances at her in her underwear as I stripped the bed. She is so sexy, and I love her so much. That night, I served them both dinner, then cleaned up in the kitchen. When I had finished, they called me in. I saw them snuggling on the couch. Ramona said, "We're going to watch a nice romantic movie. Two of us. You're going to be our coffee table. Bring us beers and bowls of popcorn. I also want a glass of water, Brenda." I did as I was told and brought everything out on my tray. I got down on all fours in front of them. Ramona put the tray on my back, and Jeff put the drinks and the food on my back. Ramona told me that I better be on my best behavior and not move or dare spill anything, or I would be one sorry sissy. They then ignored me for the next 2 hours or so while they snuggled up. I could see Jeff holding Ramona in his arms out of the corner of my eye. But I didn't dare let her down. They even paused the movie at one point so they could both go to the bathroom. But I still didn't dare move. My back and shoulders ached. But this was what Ramona wanted. I would always do anything for her, and I was so proud to not fail at this. I could hear them making out and fondling each other with lust at various times during the movie. This humiliation would have made me very horny, but my chastity and soreness. Finally, the movie was over. Ramona removed the tray and emptied glasses and popcorn bowl from my back, and I got up to stretch. Ramona said she was very proud of me and patted my panted rear. I thanked her for allowing me to serve them.
I hope you enjoyed that. The actual audio runs, a little bit over 40 minutes, and I think you got about half that. I will tell you, like all of the Sissy Brenda stories, it's available for purchase on Clips for Sale. I know we've been doing some kind of shortish episodes lately, but I want to promise you next week is going to be a long one. It is going to be our usual holiday tradition of a grand finale before I kind of take a break for November. And we're going to hit, sorry, dog's going nuts. Guys, enough. And we're going to have, I think possibly Mistress DJ in as a guest. And we're probably looking at quite a few nice short stories with a Halloween theme. So definitely tune in. I think you're going to enjoy it. It's always been one of our better listened to by the numbers shows. And so we always get into it for Halloween. So I hope you will be here for that. I have just sent off another audio to Raina. And I just got one back from Mistress Jen. So we definitely have some new audios on the way as well. Anyway, be back next week for our Halloween spectacular, or spooktacular, I guess. I'll be here. Hope you will be too. Bye-bye.